This began when she noticed that the suspect and a second man had already been in the store twice, and then the suspect comes in the third time, and if you can kind of pick it up from there.
Yeah, the suspect in this case actually walked up to the door, hesitated, and left, and during that time he put on some gloves. So he walks in the door with vinyl gloves on, and it certainly rattled the clerk. When he handed her the note, she had recognized him, had been in the store. So later when she reports it and we get there, we look at video surveillance of cameras and we find that he'd actually been in the store twice with another person that lives in a trailer park right behind the store. So that was what helped us to identify him.
And then if you could explain how he's accused of delivering a note, and while she's able to look at it, she's able to convince the guy that she can't read.
Right. Handed the note. The clerk described that she could read it, but she told the suspect that she didn't have her glasses and she couldn't read. And that just kind of really kind of thwarted the whole thing because he got frustrated and left the store.
And then with the help of the surveillance video, then able to track down the gentleman who, like you mentioned, lived in the nearby trailer park.
We actually found the person that he was in the store with earlier in the day. He wasn't very helpful in putting a name to the suspect. However, from the description that we had, we were able to search our jail records and find a match and then put the two together. The clerk identified the person, and we were able to at least get a warrant. And then we did locate him last evening at his sister's house, which is in that same trailer park right behind the store.
Would you advise all convenience store clerks to do what this one in particular did to avoid losing any money?
I don't think that would be something that I would encourage. You never know how desperate someone might be, and faced with the frustration that you know, not being able to carry out that crime, they might have retaliated in some way. So I would certainly worry about doing it that way. In this case, it worked out, and she was able to thwart the theft.